genuine Michigan common sense on display every day.
All right, it's Thursday. You know, we have said it many times that the liberals, the fascist liberals, want to silence anything they don't agree with. Safe spaces and safe places on college campuses. If they don't agree with a political candidate, they'll, you know, come by the thousands to shut it down. You know, here, you know, just to shut it all down. And if you don't believe in climate change, if you have the nerve to question, you know, the wisdom of climate change or its, you know, factual basis or not, you can go to jail. At least Loretta Lynch, the Attorney General of the United States, said that's a possibility. H. Sterling Burnett here, a PhD at the Heartland Institute, to talk more about it. Sir, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me on again, Steve.
What do you think, Doctor? I mean, would they really do this? Would they really go after and prosecute people? I've also heard rumors of them prosecuting ExxonMobil and others in the fossil fuel industry. What's going on?
Well, what happened is last week, Attorney General Lynch was before Congress testifying, and Sheldon Whitehouse, senator from Rhode Island earlier last year, wrote an editorial in the New York Times saying that the Attorney General should look into prosecuting ExxonMobil, other oil companies, other energy companies, fossil fuel energy companies, and anyone that they donated money to, think tanks, if they disputed climate change, if they disputed the idea that humans were causing catastrophic global warming. He said, this is fraud. They're perpetrating upon their shareholders and the public. They're delaying action. Their actions are delaying government action because they're fighting this. And we need to prosecute. And so he asked her, what are y'all doing about this? And she said that she referred the idea to the FBI for investigation to see if they can prosecute under RICO, the Racketeering Influence Corrupt Organizations Act. That's the one they go after the mob with.
Right. No, I understand. You know, but how, you know, they're also basing on the way that the cigarette manufacturers were prosecuted, right? I mean, they're looking at a variety of different ways, but I would say that, you know, I've had people on this program, you know, doctors from MIT, yourself, a doctor, you know, a PhD, all sorts of PhDs on this program that say it's hardly settled science. There is a lot of things to be questioned and asked and determined. So I guess, could you be a target?
Well, you know, theoretically, I could, and Hartland could, my organization. It's a really scary thing, and I think that's what it's really all about. It's as you say, there's still a lot of discussion and debate and dispute going on concerning a number of facts. First, what's behind the present climate change, the warming that happened until about 18 years ago, and now the stasis that we've been in, the hiatus in warming that we've been in. Are humans playing a role? If so, how much? And what would the impacts be? So
yeah, exactly. What are the impacts?
I guess
because the question:
would they be bad, good? Would they be catastrophic? Or would they be good near some areas, bad in other areas? And then the questions of, you know, how ought we to respond? So all these things are open to debate. And the truth, it seems to me, is an absolute defense against fraud.
Here's my question. What is the ideal temperature? I mean, here's the thing. What is the ideal temperature? What is the ideal climate, which I've asked people on this program that are believers in this global warming notion, or that America, and primarily America, by the way, is destroying the world. That's really what they think.
Yeah, well, you know, but of course now China's the biggest carbon dioxide emitter. They have been for 5 years now. So, you know, no matter what we do, if humans are causing climate change through CO2 emissions, then it keeps going on. So it's like there's so many open questions, there's so much debate, and there's so many facts that go against the idea that catastrophic climate change is being caused. I mean, you know, sea levels are rising, but they're not rising at a faster rate than they were before supposedly humans were causing climate change. Polar bears aren't going extinct. The Antarctica...
No, polar bears are not going extinct. In fact, polar bear numbers are rising.
All these facts.
Polar bear numbers are rising.
Yeah, polar numbers are rising. Hurricane numbers are falling.
In fact, I just had that conversation yesterday. The greatest number of tornadoes in America, which is, tornadoes are primarily a North American phenomenon, primarily America. They occur much more rarely in other parts of the world. But tornadoes here, the greatest number that I can find, I think, was 1973, and they had a stretch of 73, 74, 75, where they had a lot of tornadoes. Nothing near that since. Florida hasn't seen a Category 3 hurricane or better in something like 11 years now. It's the longest, most quiet period for hurricanes in recorded history. In fact, the worst decade for hurricanes, I believe, was the 1950s. So all of this science flies in the face of this doom and gloom nonsense they're trying to sell us.
That's right. All the data, you've got climate models on one side, and you've got evidence and reality on the other side. And they want to prosecute us based on climate models. They want to investigate us. And I really don't think it can go anywhere, because the truth is a defense against fraud. But what it is, it's intimidation. It's out there.
They're why? About what is the point?
So
I mean, there has to be
quiet.
Something here.
It's time to shut up.
Well, there has to be a reason for this, though.
Reason is power. The reason is power. The administration went in and negotiated. They're not calling it a treaty. They're not going to submit it to the Senate. They're going to try and do it all through executive action. But they negotiated was basically a treaty in Paris saying we're going to reduce our carbon dioxide emissions by 28% by 2025. We're going to do this. And... it's going to put a lot of people out of work. It's going to raise our energy prices. It's because government always wants to grow, and in this case, they want to control the economy. They're tired of the market and the whims of the people. And you know, they know best how people ought to live, and they want to control the market. And they don't want people like people in the energy industry. The workers who depend on it outside of the direct energy industry, all the jobs that are created ancillary to that, they don't want groups like myself and the Harlan Institute fighting their control of the economy. So climate change...
And the control of the economy extends... Just so I'm clear on this, though, Doctor, the control of the economy extends not just through this initiative, but initiatives by the Environmental Protection Agency to control water, to control land. You know, the federal government controlling, what, 80% of Nevada, 60% of New Mexico, is federal land now. You see the battles going on, whether you agree with the folks out at Finicum's, where Lavoie Finicum was killed, whether you agree with those. It's all about control of different sections of America, is what it seems like you're telling me.
That's my belief, is that... This is really about control. Politicians, in the days of old, kings controlled everything. And quite frankly, they didn't care what people did in their personal lives for the most part, as long as they sent their crops in on time and provided soldiers when it was time to go off to war and expand the king's empire. Nowadays, True. They're more subtle. They say, we're doing it all for the people. It's for the children. But really,
yeah, it's for the children, all right.
Really,
but I got to run, doctor.
For politicians in D.C.
Yeah, it's a lot of control. I got to run, doctor. Always a good conversation. Thanks for taking the time.
Thanks for having me on. Take care.